These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they've got the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Today's team of four total strangers believe they have what it takes to beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds. Well, do they? Let's meet the team.
I'm Rosemary, I'm 55, I'm a housewife and I'm from Ebbw Vale in South Wales.
I'm Esther, I'm 37, I'm a light fittings designer from Lancashire.
I'm Chris, I'm 29 and I'm an online entrepreneur from Salford.
I'm Heather, I'm 25, I'm a deputy manager of a betting shop and I'm from Birmingham.
So, there they are. Now, one by one, they've got to win as much money as they can, bring it safely down the table and into the team prize fund. But as ever, hunting them down every step of the way is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. But if they make it back safely, they go through to the final chase for the chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. First to face the chaser is Rosemary. From Ebbw Vale.
I am indeed.
Right. What sort of subjects would you prefer?
I'm a little bit of an all-rounder. I don't have sort of specialist subjects.
Right.
I know a little tiny bit about an awful lot of things.
Right, so you're hoping that's going to get you through, is it?
Fingers crossed.
Well, we're going to find out because I'm going to ask you quick-fire questions against the clock. Every correct answer is going to get you £1,000. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What country is known in its own language as Deutschland?
Germany.
Correct. Pandora Braithwaite was the childhood sweetheart of which fictional diarist?
Adrian Mole.
Correct. Who collaborated with Karl Marx on the Communist Manifesto?
Leon Trotsky.
Engels. Which Finnish driver was Formula One champion in 98 and 99?
Pass.
Mika Häkkinen. What song by Survivor is the theme tune for Rocky III?
The Eye of the Tiger.
Correct. In Thunderbirds, which Tracy brother shared his name with a Roman poet?
Virgil Stacey.
Yes, I'll give you that. What's the lowest price that will be accepted for something sold at auction called?
99p.
No, the reserve price. In Japanese cuisine, what are deep-fried pieces of fish and vegetable called?
Sushi.
Tempura. The Fenians worked to overthrow English rule in what country?
I'm sorry, will you repeat that, please?
The Fenians worked to overthrow English rule in what country? I'm sorry, the correct answer was Ireland.
I see.
But nonetheless, you have £4,000.
Very nice.
Well, that's all right. Your team are very pleased with that. All we've got to do is get that through to the final chase. But who will you be up against today? Will it be Barrister Sean Wallace, the thinking crumpet man? Or Hell's Bell Anne Hegarty, the closest thing Mensa gets to a pin-up girl? Or is it the Beast, Mark Lebette, intellectual, intelligent and usually in a bad mood? There he is. Who do you fancy taking on? More to the point, who scares the wits out of you?
Well, I think I might like it to be Mark because he's a fellow Welsh person.
He is.
Sean, nice to keep on the right side of the law, yeah?
Indeed, yeah.
I wouldn't like it to be Anne, I don't think. I think she would bully me.
Really? We'll find out because it's time to bring on the chaser. It is the Beast himself.
Good afternoon, Rosemary.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Bradley.
Good afternoon, Beast.
Ah, Ebbw Vale.
That's right, yes.
So it makes you a steel woman, I guess.
Yes, very
near. They breed hard people up there.
They do indeed.
So I'd have to reflect that in the offers, I guess.
Well, maybe we shall find out. Rosemary, let's put some money on the table. Three steps ahead, as always, of our chaser. However, if you want to take a step closer to home, make your starting position slightly easier, the chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
£1,000, still a lot of money. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
I wasn't that impressed. £16,000.
16 grand. OK. Let's turn around and have a chat
Very
with your
good.
Team.
Ladies, Chris, what do you think?
Oh, Rosemary, 16 grand's a pretty good offer.
But?
I consider that very, very strongly.
I think you can take him. I think you should go for 16.
I think you know a lot of things that none of the rest of us do as well, so we'd like to have you in the team at the final, in the final chase.
Yeah. OK.
So, Rosemary, Chris and Heather are being so brave on your behalf.
Yes.
Remind them of that.
Yes.
It's your decision nonetheless, Rosemary. What'll it be?
We'll have to go for the 16,000. You've got to be brave.
You've got to be brave. I think I talked you into it myself.
Yes, we'll do it.
Fair enough.
I'd expect nothing less from a Gwent girl. Bravo.
Thank you
very
much.
Bravo indeed. Right, Rosemary, let's bring that money home, shall we? You will answer the same questions at the same time as the chaser. If you're right, you will move a step closer to home. However, if you're wrong, you will stay where you are, giving the chaser the chance to close the gap. If you get caught, as you know, the money is gone, you're out of the game. Mm-hmm. Rosemary, for 16 grand, the chase is on. Here comes your first question. What country has come last in the Eurovision Song Contest a record 10 times? Is it A, Poland, B, Norway, or C, UK? You put Norway.
Well, I can vaguely remember the UK winning it several times just during my lifetime, but Norway, for some reason, sticks in my mind, so I've gone for Norway.
Right, OK. Correct answer is... Very good. What a start. Can he match you? Let's see what the chaser put. Also put Norway.
They're famously forgetting nil quan. At least twice they've done it.
Here's your next question. Who did Rafael Nadal beat to win his second Wimbledon title? A, Roger Federer. B, Novak Djokovic. Or C, Thomas Berdych. You put Thomas Berdych.
Well, my friend is a big fan of Wimbledon, and she seems to think that Roger Federer is the absolute be-all and end-all in tennis, so I figure it may not be him. B, I can't pronounce, and so I went for C.
Well, that's fair enough. Correct answer is... Get in! You're on your way home. Has he got it right? The chaser put. Oh, he's got it wrong! This is fantastic news. Can't believe he got that wrong.
No, I can't either. I mean, remember Federer was out early.
Yeah.
And Murray was facing Nadal in the semi-final. I remember whoever won that was probably going to win, so shouldn't have put Djokovic, but these things happen.
We've got him. We've got him. OK. Rosemary, well done, mate. Here's your next question. Which of these films is not set on board a ship? Is it A, The Perfect Storm? B, The Shipping News? Or C, The Poseidon Adventure? You put The Shipping News. Why is that?
The Poseidon Adventure I remember seeing on the television.
It's a great film, wasn't it?
Wonderful.
I went to see that in the pictures.
Perfect Storm I vaguely remember seeing.
George Clooney.
Yes. And The Shipping News I think is something to do with...
BBC Radio. OK, let's have a look. You put Shipping News, the correct answer is... Get in. Oh. Come on, Rosemary. Oh, 3 steps from home. Does he know it? The chaser's put... Has put The Shipping News.
Kevin Spacey was in it. I'm not quite sure of the plot.
He was indeed. Doing great. Here's your next question. In 1781, the American War of Independence effectively ended when the British surrendered where? A, Yorktown. B, Long Island. Or C, Springfield. Hmm. You put Yorktown. Hmm.
It's a guess.
Right.
It really is a guess.
Let's go for it. Correct answer is... Ooh, get in! It doesn't get much better than this, does it? Let's see. The chaser put... Yeah, he's big on his history.
General Cornwallis lost the battle and he was let down by his supporting navy and effectively had to surrender. And from that point, the British didn't have a big enough army.
Right. Well, there you are. Rosemary, we're doing great. Here's your next question. Which apostle took Judas Iscariot's place as one of the 12 disciples? Oh. A, Timothy. B, Simon of Cyrene. Or C, Matthias. You put Matthias. Yes. You have an inkling?
Timothy I wasn't absolutely certain of, but I know that one of the other disciples was Simon, also called Peter, so I'm certain it wasn't B. I'm not sure about A, and so I went for C. Does that make sense?
It sort of makes sense to me. We'll see if it's correct. The correct answer is... Oh, get
Lord.
In.
Thank you.
The chaser put.
It's not going to be my day, is it?
It is extraordinary stuff. Well, look at that, 16 grand, Rosemary. We've got a couple of cushions. We'd like to get out on this one, though. This would be great. Here it is, your next question. What type of animal is Danger Mouse's sidekick, Penfold? Is it A, a hamster, B, a rat, or C, a gerbil? You put hamster. Do you watch Danger Mouse?
No.
Right. If hamster's right, we're going through with 16 grand. Rosemary, fingers crossed, girl. Are you ready? All those down in Edward Vale, they're waiting.
I bet.
All your family are standing there, flags in their hands. We'll have to put them down because we're going to the break. We'll see you in a bit. A great chase. We're just one correct answer away from going through with 16 grand, Rosemary and myself here. We're really looking forward to this. Now, before the break, I asked Rosemary what type of animal is Danger Mouse's sidekick, Penfold. Now, Rosemary said it was a hamster. Fingers crossed. You put a hamster, the correct answer is... Oh. Yes! Get him! Get him! Get him, Rosemary! That is fantastic. All I can say is
you
and your 16 grand, go and take your seat through in the final chase. Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Every question correct.
Excellent play by Rosemary. However, Rosemary, I should point out, your teammates all encourage you to go high. So I hope you're going to return the compliment to these brave souls.
Oh, yes.
Well, Rosemary's through with 16 grand. Can Esther add to it? She's next up. Light fixture designer from Lancashire.
Yep, pendant lights, designer fittings, chandeliers, and I've run my own business in the South Pacific as well, so it's kind of...
You ran your own business in the South Pacific?
Yeah, I set up a company that did adventure tours, going up volcanoes, jungle treks, things like that.
That must have been extraordinary, doing all that stuff.
It was great, but there comes a time when it's time to come home.
So, if you won some money, what would you do with it?
Ironically, I would actually go back to Vanuatu for a short period of time. My son is half Polynesian, and I think it's about time that he started to understand his heritage.
Fantastic stuff. All right. As always, Esther, quick-fire questions against the clock. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What insect gives its name to a range of children's clothes and a book publisher?
Ladybird.
Correct. What leaves are commonly used to relieve nettle stings?
Dock leaves.
Correct. What music group was named after a code number for the unemployment benefit claim
form? UB40.
Correct. What New York island served as the USA's main immigration station?
Staten Island.
Ellis Island. What nuts are traditionally used to decorate a Dundee cake?
Almonds.
Correct. In The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy crushes which wicked witch with her house?
East.
Correct. What does three dots, three dashes, three dots spell in Morse code?
SOS.
Correct. In 2009, Charlotte Edwards led England's women to World Cup victory in what sport?
Football.
It was cricket. Which Hindu system of meditation means union in Sanskrit?
Yoga.
Correct. Which prince's Scottish army was defeated at the Battle of Culloden?
Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Correct. Who painted the fighting Temeraire in the 1830s?
Pass.
It's Turner. What branch of astronomy deals with the origin and structure of the universe?
Astrophysics.
It's cosmology. The catchphrase, eat my shorts, is associated...
Simpson.
Well, it was correct, Esther, but just out of time. But you've done great, £8,000. Brilliant stuff. Breathing very deeply there, girl. You all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
You're going to hyperventilate. Right, let's get these £8,000 and you through to the final chase. Esther, it's time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Esther.
Good afternoon.
Very good performance.
Thank you.
Someone with some scientific background, a bit of knowledge of geography.
Could have been 10.
Could have been, perhaps should have been.
Yeah. Let's put you on the table, though, Esther. There you are, 3 steps ahead, as always. There's your £8,000 if you want to take a step closer to home. The chaser will offer you...
£400.
Okay, £400.
However... Oh, I'm worried that this team are just going to chicken out now Rosemary's done the hard work, so I'm hoping to shame them into going some decent offers.
We shall see. Okay, however, Esther, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he's going to offer you...
How about £20,000?
Right, 20 grand it is. See what they say.
What do you think, guys?
How confident do you feel if you think you can take him? Squeeze him.
I think he'd be a really good asset in the final game to go through, so maybe we shouldn't get too greedy and maybe it's good to give ourselves as many chances as possible in that final round and get
but
as many of us through.
You're obviously very intelligent, sir.
All right, need a decision. Thank you, team. What would you like to do?
Well, I am going to consolidate the team and I'm going to go for the 8,000.
Fine, that's great. £8,000 it is.
Well, I did notice one thing. Chris seems to be getting his excuses in a round early. Should we place your bets now for how low an offer I can give him that he will still accept?
We shall see. Esther, are you ready?
Yes.
I wish you luck. For £8,000, the chase is on. Here comes your first question. In Edward Lear's verse, who married the owl and the pussycat? Was it A, the pig, B, the turkey, or C, the chicken? You put the turkey. You know this poem?
I do, and I'm afraid I don't know who married them.
No, we shall find out. The correct answer is... Yeah, absolutely, it is the turkey. Well played. One step closer to home. Does he know his Lear poems? The chase is put. Extraordinary.
This lot should be buying lottery tickets the way it's going.
I don't know, yeah, they should buy me some. Let's put it this way. Here we go. Here's your next question. On which continent are the Atlas Mountains? A, Europe. B, Africa. C, Asia. You put... Africa. Happy with that?
Yes.
Very?
Yep, very. I think they are partly in Morocco.
Correct answer is... That's fine, Africa it is. Step closer to home. This is bread and butter to these guys, so he'll do this in his sleep. The chaser is put... Africa. Easy peasy. Let's move on. Here's your next question. Thalassophobia is an irrational fear of what? A, the sun. B, lifts. Or C, the sea. You put C.
Yes. I seem to remember that thalasso has got something to do with the sea.
Right, let's have a look at this. Correct answer is... Doing great. One step closer to home. Also bread and butter, again, these type of questions. Chaser has put... Absolutely, the sea. Indeed.
Yes, thalassos, thalassos, what Xenophon of Athens said on reaching the sea after retreating from the Persian Wars, I believe.
Thank you, Chaser. Esther, here's your next question. Camilla Parker Bowles is the Duchess of where? A, Kent, B, Cornwall, or C, Suffolk? You've put... Cornwall. Quite happy with that?
Yes, I am. I can remember them getting married and I'm pretty sure it's Cornwall.
Right. Correct answer is... Absolutely, it is Cornwall. One step from home with £8,000. That's good. All right, the chaser has put... Also, Cornwall.
Well, Prince Charles, one of his titles is the Duke of Cornwall.
Of course.
And that's where he derives his income from, the Duchy of Cornwall.
Thank you very much indeed. It would be great to get out on this question, but if you don't panic. Here's your next question. Which of these Beatles hits was released first? Was it A, Yellow Submarine, B, Hey Jude, or C, A Hard Day's Night? You put Hard Day's Night.
I think that Yellow Submarine was when they started to get a lot more surreal, and I think that was after both of the other two. It's got my partner's from Liverpool, so he's going to kill me if I get this wrong as well.
Right, you've put Hard Day's Night with £8,000 and to get through to the final chase alongside Rosemary. The correct answer is... Yes, brilliant, well played, Esther. Well done, £8,000 it is. Chaser.
Well played. Not like I'd have done about that.
No.
Just the way you didn't go for the £20,000 then.
Yeah, wish you had a done.
Yeah, well.
Wish you had a done. Well played. £8,000, you through to the final chase alongside Rosemary.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, there you are. £24,000 in that total prize fund.
Am I allowed to give offers in the pence?
Next to face the chaser, it's Gung Ho Chris.
Hi, Bradley. You're right.
Yeah, I'm good, Chris. Thanks very much. Well, Rosemary and Esther have done fantastically well.
They've done amazingly well.
And you're an entrepreneur online.
Yes, that's right.
What sort of stuff are you selling?
I sell CDs and DVDs.
OK. If you won some money, what would you do with it?
Well, I'm actually planning, sort of, after I finish with the business, to move to Japan to teach English. So I hope the money would come in handy with relocating over there.
Very good. Well, I wish you luck with that. Well, 1 minute, quick-fire questions. Build up as much as we can, so we can follow in the footsteps of Rosemary and Esther. You ready?
OK.
Good luck. Your time starts now. In the cartoon series, what was the name of Dick Dastardly's dog?
Mutley.
Correct. The Federal Reserve is the central banking system of what country?
USA.
Correct. What English rock band was briefly called the High Numbers?
The Rolling Stones.
No, the Who. What was the nickname of basketball player Irvin Johnson?
Magic.
Correct. Limoncello is an Italian liqueur made with what
lemon.
Fruit? Correct. The Mel Brooks film High Anxiety spoofed the movies of which director?
Pass.
Hitchcock. Hazel is the rabbit hero of what novel?
Watch It Down.
Correct. In 1953, Francis Crick and James Watson decoded the structure of what?
Enigma code?
A DNA. Wyre Forest spans the border of Worcestershire and what other county?
Herefordshire.
Shropshire. What would you be suffering from if you had mal de mer?
Seasickness.
Correct. Which female pop star sang on 303's hit
Rihanna?
Starstruck? No, it was Katy Perry. In the nursery rhyme, who stole the Queen of Hearts tarts?
Jack.
The Knave of Hearts. In astronomy, annular total and lunar are all types of what?
Moon.
Eclipse. Eclipse. However, six right, giving you £6,000. That's not bad.
It's OK. I was hoping for a lot more than that, so I'm a bit disappointed.
Yeah, but you could get dealt up a nice big amount.
We shall see.
We shall see indeed, because it's time to bring back the chaser.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm praying that you're not going to be quite as big a chicken as I'm worried you're going to be.
We'll find out. Let's put some money on the table. £6,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, Chris, the chaser will offer you
a nifty 50 quid.
Ouch.
And I wouldn't blame the girls if they take off their stilettos and stab you with them if you take that.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you
a manly 24,000.
Very good. That would take out a 48 grand. Have a chat with your team, see what they think.
Guys, what do you think?
Well, 24,000 is a lot of money, obviously. But I think you're going to be an important part of the team in the final chase. So I think £50 is obviously a joke. But
yeah. Don't let him bully you into going for the higher one, you know, because you need to be back here again.
Yeah. Go for the six. Don't be greedy.
Okay. Thank you, team. I'm going to need a decision from you. What will it be?
I value a lady's wisdom, so I'm going to stick with the 6,000.
Excellent stuff. £6,000 it is.
Phew.
Phew indeed. Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
For £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes the first question. Encountered by Jason and the Argonauts, what are the Symplegades? Is it A series of whirlpools, B, sea serpents, or C, giant clashing rocks? Mm-hmm. You put sea serpents.
I have absolutely no idea. Greek mythology is something that I've never done and know nothing about.
Guess.
Complete guess.
Right, let's put us out of our misery. Correct answer is giant clashing rocks. Staying where you are. The chaser has put. Yes, he's on your tail already.
You've never seen the classic film, Jason the Argonauts?
No, I never have done. It's not one that's come through my shop, unfortunately.
Here's your next question. Which of these charities is not concerned with the welfare of animals? Is it A, PDSA, B, RSPB, or C, RNID? You put the RNID. What is that, then?
I have no idea, actually, what the RNID is, but the RSPB is the, I think, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds.
Yeah.
And the PDSA, something with sick animals, I think the SA.
Right, let's have a look. The correct answer is... Yes, you're right. Step closer to home. Let's see what the chaser put. Yeah, RNID.
Royal National Institute for the Deaf.
PDSA?
People's Dispensary for sick animals.
Very good. Here's your next question. Which Italian pasta's name means little ribbons? A, fettuccine. B, spaghetti. Or C, linguine. You put linguine.
Yeah, it's another one. I speak a bit of Spanish, a bit of French, but not an awful lot of Italian. So, again, this one's a bit of a stab in the dark because linguine is quite thin and flat.
That's what I'd have put. Correct answer is... you see? I'd have put linguine. Got to stay where you are. He loves his pasta, by the way. The chase has put... Yeah, fettuccine.
I told you I've been studying my food and drink. Linguine isn't something with tongue, for tongue-shaped. And spaghetti, of course, grows on trees, according to Panorama.
Indeed. All right. Got to get away from him now.
I've got someone in range.
Yeah, he's on you. Is he going to take you out? We'll find out. Here's your next question. Who did Jane Austen dedicate her novel Emma to? Was it A, Lord Nelson, B, the Prince Regent, or C, Duke of Wellington? You put Duke of Wellington.
I'm not getting lucky with my categories here because I know nothing about literature either. Again, a complete stab in the dark.
OK. We need it to be the Duke of Wellington for you to be staying in the game, of course, Chris. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out after the break. Right, Chris has finally been caught up in the chaser's web. He's closed right in on him and in danger of going out. This needs to be correct. Before the break, I asked Chris, who did Jane Austen dedicate her novel Emma to? Chris answered, Duke of Wellington. The correct answer is, Chris, to stay in the game, the Prince Regent. OK, has he got it wrong? Has he got it right? We're praying it's wrong. The chaser has put... Yes, he's got it right. Ouch. So sorry.
I guess you have to sell a few more DVDs before you go to Japan, then.
I guess so.
Maybe you should have gone for the 50 quid.
Well, perhaps, but I think I would have let the side down if I would have gone for that, so that's the way it goes.
Right. Chris, I'm sorry, but for you, you've been caught and the chase is over.
Thank you, Bradley.
Thank you, Chris. Last to face the chaser, it's Heather. Well, well, Chris has gone. Rosemary and Esther through. 24 grand in the total prize fund. Can you add to it?
I hope so.
Really?
Yeah.
You got the giggles. That means you're a bit nervous. OK, how much would you want to win if you could?
£3,000.
Why £3,000? Why would you do the £3,000?
Because my best friend can't have children and I'd love to give her the money to be able to. And then I'd like a little bit left over for myself so I could... just treat myself to something nice.
Well, that is wonderful. Now then, 1 minute, quick fire questions. Build up as much cash as you can. Heather, you ready?
Yeah.
I wish you lots of luck. I really do. Your time starts now. In the US, condo is short for what word for an apartment block?
Condo.
No, it's condominium. What was the first name of Captain Blight on The Bounty?
No, pass.
William. John Hurt was Oscar nominated for playing John Merrick in what film?
Pass.
The Elephant Man. What's the English title of Vivaldi's Le Quattro Stagioni?
Pass.
It's the Four Seasons. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is better known as what?
Hare Krishna.
Correct. Which Lib Dem was appointed business secretary in May 2010?
Nick Clegg.
Vince Cable. Who said, Honey, I Forgot to Duck after he'd been shot in 1981?
Pass.
Ronald Reagan. In maths, a horizontal figure of eight is the symbol for what?
Pass.
Infinity. Which Italian tenor made his professional debut in La Bohème in 1961?
Pavarotti.
Correct. What's the only sign of the zodiac represented by an inanimate object?
Pisces.
No, it's Libra, the scales. In 1974, which Irishman became champion jockey? OK. You got two right.
It's you better than nothing.
Absolutely, it's better than nothing. A bit daunting right now because it's time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Hello.
Well, you've been talking a big game from that seat, persuading Rosemary to go for the big money. Let's see if you'll take your own advice.
Let's see. Let's put your money on the table, Heather. There you are. There's your £2,000. Three steps ahead of the chaser. Now, if you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you.
How many ladies are there in the team?
Three.
So £3 will do then.
£3 cash.
That's really harsh.
I don't want you cutting and running. The other ladies have shown their mettle.
Oh.
£3. Right. Fine. OK, if you want to take a step closer to him and take him on, the chaser will offer you...
So you can put in your fair share, £12,000.
OK. Turn round and have a chat with the team there. Heather?
I think what you said you do with the money is absolutely admirable. And I'd love to see you back here to actually take that money back to your friend, because I think that's a fantastic thing to do.
Yeah.
And
so do
you
I.
certainly deserve it.
Oh, don't worry, don't let that see. That's fine, that's fine.
Sorry,
it's
guys.
All good. Don't worry. But it's a lovely thing you're doing. Listen, you're crying now. You haven't answered any questions yet. Wait till that comes up. Then you'll be in trouble.
OK, all right.
You OK?
Yes, I'm right.
Don't worry, you haven't got to be sorry at all. So, Esther, you were saying...
So, I just think that you ought to go with what you feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
Want to see you back here.
What do you feel comfortable with? We want you to come back to us.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, thank you, girls. Now then, that's your team. So...
I know what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to take my money home and I'm going to have £3.
You're going to take the £3?
Yeah.
Right, OK, it's me and thee versus him. All right, yeah. Are you ready, Heather?
Yeah.
Chaser?
Normally, I'd be... using some pretty choice language here, perhaps unsuitable for a family show. But given the reasons why you're playing for it, a rare display of sympathy from me.
Right, I've got to say, he's never like that. Beast by name, beast by nature. Right, let's do it. I never thought I'd ever get to say this. Heather, for £3, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which TV soap's first ever episode opened with the funeral of Jacob Sugden? A, Coronation Street, B, Emmerdale Farm, or C, Brookside? You got him on the run already. Let's see, you've put Emmerdale Farm. You're quite happy with that?
Yeah.
Sugden's Emmerdale Farm? I reckon you're right. The correct answer is... Emmerdale Farm, absolutely right. Step closer to home. That is brilliant. Let's see what the chaser put. Coronation Street.
I don't do soaps.
Well, what's interesting about that, in actual fact, there was a Percy Sugden in Coronation
thank
Street.
You. That's what I'm getting
confused. Yes, there was.
That's what threw you. Right.
One, two, three.
One, two, three. That's it. Count them down, girl. Here's your next question. The Roswell incident of July 1947 takes its name from a town in which US state? Is it A, Nevada, B, New Mexico, or C, Arizona? You put Arizona. Because...
It sounded nice.
Fair enough. Go along with that. Correct answer is New Mexico. He'll know this. Don't worry, you've got a bit of daylight. He'll know this. Let's see what the chaser put. New Mexico. All right, closing the gap. Bit of trivia, sir.
That was the alleged UFO crash landing site where there's been all kinds of speculations and official denials.
Lot of old nonsense.
Couldn't possibly comment.
No, indeed.
Classified.
Here we are. Here's your next question. Which country has the internet domain name .ar? Is it A, Argentina, B, Austria, or C, Armenia? Right. We put Argentina. Go on.
First two letters were AR, so I ruled out Austria and then guessed between the other two.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. The correct answer is... Yes, come on!
Two more.
Yeah, two more. The chaser has put... You can't believe it. You got that wrong.
Well, Argentina, the car registration is RA for Republic of Argentina, and a little bit of knowledge can be a dangerous thing in some cases.
Indeed it can. Here's your next question. How is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints better known? Is it A, Jehovah's Witnesses, B, Mormons, or C, Quakers? You've put Mormons. You don't know this, do you?
No.
This is a guess, isn't it?
Yeah, complete and utter guess.
Right. Correct answer is... Get in there. His face is like... Good, he's like a big old grizzly bear, isn't he? Right, one step from home.
Just one more.
Just one more. The chaser has put... Mormons knew that straight away. Now, get this right. Come on, Heather, we can do it. Here's your next question. Brisbane Road is the home ground of which London football team? Is it A, Crystal Palace? Is it B, Leighton Orient? Or is it C, Queen's Park Rangers? Mm-hmm. Right, did you know this?
No, but I should.
Right, well, let's put it on the map. You put Crystal Palace. Correct answer is... If you don't know, always go in the middle. Leighton Orient, Crystal Palace, Sellers Park, Queen's Park Rangers, Loftus Road. He'll know this. The chaser's put... Leighton Orient. Now then, we still have a bit of cushion. We've got to get through. Come on, Heather. Sweaty palms, love.
Yes.
Right. Here's your next question. Who was the first winner of the X Factor? Was it A, Leon Jackson, B, Leona Lewis, or C, Steve Brookstein?
She knows it.
She knows it. She knows it. You've put Steve Brookstein. Now, what do you think of that? Is that good?
Honestly, if this isn't right, I deserve to be strong drawn in.
Strong drawing.
Yes, strong drawing for water, definitely. Honestly, this should be right.
OK. To get you through, for £24,003, the correct answer is... Well done. Steve Brookstein, it is. It's true. I'm chuffed for you as well. And the girls are made up as well. Look, they're really chuffed. It's fantastic. All right, Heather, listen, God bless you, mate.
Thank you very much.
All right, go and take your place in the final. Wow, what about that?
I'm glad she's through the final chase. Now I'm going to destroy them in the final.
Yeah. So, Rosemary, Esther and Heather have made it through to the final chase with a total prize fund of £24,000 and, thanks to Heather, £3. Will they take it home? We'll find out after the break. See you then. Oh, welcome back. What a show this has been. Rosemary, Esther and Heather made it through to the final chase. There's £24,003 in the prize fund. Now, on the buzzer and against the clock, the team must answer as many questions as they can. Then the chaser will have the same amount of time to try and catch the team. If he does, the team will leave with nothing. If he doesn't catch them, of course, they'll go home with £8,001 each. Now, three of you have made it through to the final, so you get a three-step head start on the chaser. Are you ready, girls?
Yep.
Good luck. Your time starts now. What governing body runs world football?
Esther.
FIFA.
Correct. Which Italian dictator was executed in April 1945?
Mussolini.
Correct. What's the main religion of Morocco?
Esther.
Islam.
Correct. What element has the symbol FM?
Esther.
It's fermium. In the hit song, what is an itsy bitsy teeny weeny?
Rosemary.
It's a bikini.
Yes, it is indeed. Who directed the 1982 film Blade Runner?
Esther.
It's Ridley Scott. Queso is Spanish for what food?
Esther.
Cheese.
Correct. In what year did Fanny Blanca's Kern win 4 Olympic golds?
Esther.
Pass.
1948. What type of animal is a St Bernard?
Esther.
Dog.
Correct. Which former MP wrote the novel of First Among Equals?
Rosemary.
Geoffrey Archer.
Correct. Who played Elf Garnet in Till Death Us Do Part?
Rosemary.
Warren Mitchell.
Correct. The Minoan people come from what Greek island?
Esther.
Crete.
Correct. Toad in a hole is what baked in batter?
Esther.
Sausage.
Correct. Which tennis player was nicknamed Our Ginny?
Rosemary.
Virginia Wade.
Correct. Lewis Waterman invented what type of pen in 1884?
Esther.
Fountain pen.
Correct. What animal is on the Falkland Island flag?
Rosemary.
Penguin.
No, it is a sheep. What date is Valentine's Day?
Rosemary.
14th of February.
Correct. Rochelle the Wiseman is a member of what girl group?
Heather.
Saturdays.
Correct. Loops, arches and whirls are features of what?
Esther.
Fingerprints.
Correct. The March sisters are the heroines of what novel?
Esther.
Little Women.
Correct. In what city was Brookside set?
Rosemary.
Liverpool.
Correct. In the US, to play hooky means what?
Rosemary.
To bunk off school.
Correct. And what's the largest lake in Africa?
Esther.
Lake Victoria.
Correct. What's measured by the Stanford Binet test? Would have been IQ. I tell you what, girls, that's not bad. Well done. 22 steps isn't bad at all. But is 22 steps going to be enough?
Fingers crossed
it is. Well, Heather, we're about to find out because it's time to bring back the chaser. OK, chaser, three girls, 22 steps.
Not bad. Teams have won with that score.
Yeah, they have.
Teams have lost with that score.
Yeah, they have.
About par, I reckon.
Can you do them?
Of course I can.
Well, she'll see. Now then, remember, folks, if the chaser gets a question wrong and the team then get it right, they push the chaser back one step. Let's see if 22 steps is enough. It is time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. If an animal lactates, what does it produce?
Milk.
Correct. What nationality is fashion designer Donna Karan?
American.
Correct. Who created comedy characters Paul and Pauline Calf?
Steve Coogan.
Correct. What Belgian city hosted the Summer Olympics in 1920?
Antwerp.
Correct. On a ship, what upright posts support the sails?
The mast.
Correct. What fruit is in banoffee pie?
Banana.
Correct. How many Terminator films have there been?
Four.
Correct. Kigali is the capital of what African country?
Chad.
Stop the clock. Kigali is the capital of what African country?
Rwanda.
Is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Pushes him back. Your time starts again now. A ton is the slang for how much money?
100 quid.
Correct. In electricity, what does AC stand for?
Alternating current.
Yes, correct. Who wrote the play The Winslow Boy?
Terence Rattigan.
Correct. In what Shropshire town was Charles Darwin born?
Telford.
Stop the clock.
Ludlow?
No, correct answer, Shrewsbury. 13 to catch the team. 1 minute and 8 seconds left. Time starts again. Now, insomnia is the inability to do
sleep.
What? Correct. Pan's people were regular dancers on what
Top
TV shows? Correct. The US city of Chicago is on what lake?
Lake Michigan.
Correct. The Grand National was first run in what century?
19th.
Correct. What passenger train service goes through the Channel Tunnel?
Eurostar.
Correct. In Arthurian legend, who was King Arthur's wife?
Guinevere.
Correct. Uri Geller was born in what country?
Israel.
Correct. The word aquiline refers to what bird?
Eagle.
Correct. What was the first name of the explorer Captain Cook?
James.
Correct. What's 30 in Roman numerals?
XXX.
Correct. Which British monarch died in 1820?
George III.
Correct. Who wrote the sci-fi novel The Kraken Wakes?
John Wyndham.
Correct. Which London football club is nicknamed the Gunners?
Sorry, ladies. Arsenal.
Is correct. 15 seconds to spare. Girls, a valiant effort. I am so sorry. How do you feel?
Gutted.
Oh, I bet you do.
Gutted.
I bet you do. Chaser.
It's not often I feel like a heel, but I do tonight. I'm sorry, ladies.
Good.
Business as usual, Chaser.
I've got to be equally mean to everybody. It's the only fair way.
The Chaser has done away with Rosemary, Esther and Heather. They go back to their homes penniless. Can anyone beat them? Find out next time on The Chase.